Numbers chapter 15. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, When you are come into the land of your habitations, which I give to you, and will make an offering by fire to Yahweh, a burnt offering, or a sacrifice in performing a vow, or in a freewill offering, or in your solemn feasts to make a sweet savor to Yahweh of the herd or of the flock. Then shall he that offers his offerings to Yahweh bring a meal offering of a tenth deal of flour mingled with the fourth part of a hin of oil. And the fourth part of a hin of wine for a drink offering shall you prepare with the burnt offering or sacrifice for one lamb or for a ram. You shall prepare for a meal offering 2/10 deals of flour mingled with the third part of a hin of oil. And for a drink offering you shall offer the third part of a hin of wine for a sweet savor to Yahweh. And when you prepare a bullock for a burnt offering or for a sacrifice in performing a vow or peace offerings to Yahweh, then shall he bring with a bullock a meal offering of 3/10 deals of flour mingled with half a hin of oil. And you shall bring for a drink offering half a hin of wine for an offering made by fire of a sweet savor to Yahweh. Thus shall it be done for one bullock, or for one ram, or for a lamb, or a kid. According to the number that you shall prepare, so shall you do to everyone according to their number. All that are born of the country shall do these things after this manner, in offering an offering made by fire, of a sweet savor to Yahweh. And if a stranger travel with you, or whosoever is among you in your generations, and will offer an offering made by fire, of a sweet savor to Yahweh as you do, so shall he do. One ordinance shall be both for you of the congregation and also for the stranger that travels with you, an ordinance forever in your generations. As you are, so shall the stranger be before Yahweh. One law and one manner shall be for you and for the stranger that travels with you. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, When you come into the land where I shall bring you, then it shall be that when you eat of the bread of the land, you shall offer up a heave offering to Yahweh. You shall offer up a cake of the first of your dough for a heave offering. As the heave offering of the threshing floor, so shall you heave it. Of the first of your dough you shall give to Yahweh a heave offering in your generations. And if you have erred and have not observed all these commandments which Yahweh has spoken to Moses, all that Yahweh has commanded you by the hand of Moses, from the day that Yahweh commanded Moses, and from that time forth among your generations, then it shall be, if anything be committed by ignorance, without the knowledge of the congregation, that all the congregation shall offer one young bullock for a burnt offering, for a sweet savor to Yahweh, with his meal offering and his drink offering, according to the manner, and one kid of the goats for a sin offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for all the congregation of the children of Israel, and it shall be forgiven them. For it is ignorance. And they shall bring their offering, a sacrifice made by fire to Yahweh, and their sin offering before Yahweh for their ignorance. And it shall be forgiven all the congregation of the children of Israel, and the stranger that travels among them, seeing all the people were in ignorance. And if any soul sin through ignorance, and he shall bring a she-goat of the first year for a sin offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for the soul that sins ignorantly, when he sins by ignorance before Yahweh, to make an atonement for him, and it shall be forgiven him. You shall have one law for him that sins through ignorance, him that is born among the children of Israel, and for the stranger that travels among them. But the soul that does anything presumptuously, whether he is born in the land or a stranger, the same reproaches Yahweh, and that soul shall be cut off from among his people. Because he has despised the word of Yahweh and has broken his commandment, that soul shall utterly be cut off. His iniquity shall be upon him. And while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man that gathered sticks upon the Sabbath day. And they that found him gathering sticks brought him to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation, and they put him in ward, because it was not declared what should be done to him. And Yahweh said to Moses, the man shall surely be put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones outside the camp. And all the congregation brought him outside the camp and stoned him with stones, and he died, as Yahweh commanded Moses. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a ribbon of blue. And it shall be to you for a fringe, that you may look upon it and remember all the commandments of Yahweh and do them, and that you seek not after your own heart and to your own eyes after which you used to go whoring, that you may remember and do all my commandments and be holy to your Elohim. I am Yahweh, your Elohim, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your Elohim. I am Yahweh, your Elohim. End of chapter.